prayers need no post office. They just fly to God's heart home. May each thought of mine take birth from my heart's purity home. The inner faith can easily outlast all our outer challenges. My mind, is it not high time for you to come out of self-doubt prison? When we listen to the inner voice, our outer life becomes full of peace. My God-ordained task I must fulfill without fail. Alas, how can I stand against resistance, even from unexpected quarters? When the loving heart entered into the doubting mind to transform the mind, it suffered its first defeat. Hope blossoms all the time on Aspiration Road. The mind house is built with strong negativity thoughts. Jealousy and selfishness incapacitate our God-loving feelings. Negation can never give us satisfaction. Affirmation is nothing other than satisfaction. If you are afraid of self-examination, God will not be able to claim you as his own. Aspiration Garden and Desire Garden are side by side. We have to make the correct choice. The mind ego has to be arrested when it comes to disturb the meeting between the heart and the soul. I decorate my heart temple with my soul's illumination. An undisciplined mind can make no inner progress. We need a concerted effort to destroy the temptation demon. My outer life must keep pace with my heart's inner cry. The outer strength says, I can. The inner power says, I am. I eternally am. An unsettled mind is a goalless journey. My heart has the power to keep itself free from the bondage arms of ignorance night. God's heart never minds, even when our doubting mind asks for a collect call. With my heart's love letters, God makes a special garland for himself to wear. Prayer time is the time for ignorance departure. God tells me that when I lose his heart, he loses his breath. Oh, my mind and vital, how long more are you two going to stay in your hesitation cages? Self-doubt digs its own grave sooner than at once. O my heart, come out once more from the ashes of shattered hopes to give joy to our Lord Beloved Supreme. Disobedience life is a plane crash experience. We can think of God on the spur of the moment, but we shall never be able to please God on the spur of the moment. The heart says to the mind, I shall cry for you. Will you give me a smile? The mind says to the heart, What a fool you are! Can you not see that I am self-sufficient? I must take up my God manifestation tasks with the heart of a supreme hero. God tells us that the mind country vacations are not only useless, but also dangerous. I take my Lord's compassion smile as my only real friend. O my mind, do not forget to fold your hands and bend your head when you go to visit God. My sleepless God gratitude heart is the road back to heaven. Man has only one worry. God is forgetting his life. God has only one worry. Man is forgetting his heart. Emptiness seed germinates and becomes the inner faith plant. Do not blame others. It is purposeless and useless. O my mind, do not try to stop my God obedience prayers. Ignorance night should get a final salute from the God aspiration seekers. God himself feeds my heart's climbing cries. Without God's unconditional help, we shall never be able to topple our life's ignorance tower. A hopeful life knows no painful death. May my life nestle under the wings of my soul's silenced delight. I choose steady progress over speedy success. The modern world of science is reluctant to admit that faith moves mountains. Each human being has the divine right to be a divine child. The unaspiring mind enjoys confusion crossroad speed. If you want to give at all, then give yourself only to God. The transformation of life is something worth living for. Do not look back. You will find yourself in the land of nowhere. Look forward. The golden shore is beckoning you. A man of promise, anybody can declare himself. A man of achievement, alas, how many can dare to declare themselves? Do not hunger for world sympathy. Hunger only for God's compassion eye. If I do not stand up for my belief, who can and who should? The loneliness desire is empty of wisdom light. Try to remember, old thoughts are not only unnecessary, but absolutely fruitless. As a matter of fact, God is bound to be my heart winner. God's scolding expedites my Godward journey far beyond my imagination. If you wait for tomorrow to realize God, then rest assured that tomorrow will never come. Happiness grows in the fertile soil of love. My mind has asked God a volley of questions. His silent heart was the only reply. Like my soul, my aspiration heart will be able to live in eternal spring. I have surrendered my entire life to God's love and care. God preserves always, with utmost care, all my heart's devotion petals. Away, away, my suspicion mind. Away, away, my insecurity life. I am allowed to swim in God's forgiveness ocean free of charge. I love my Lord's summons song infinitely more than anything else. An eagerness heart has the secret of secrets to shorten days to minutes to please God. A goodness heart distributes divinity's all-illumining splendors. God's eye knows my heart's every step. My heart knows God's every tear and smile. It is stark falsehood when we say that everybody is not fit for the God manifestation task. God's compassion eye descends. Immediately, man's aspiration heart blossoms. My mind, my vital, and my body finally are approaching the surrender hour. In heaven, humility is respected more than anything else. May the smiles of my Lord Supreme walk with me wherever I go. May my aspiration heart be blessed with God experience delight. How strange it is for the mind to deeply enjoy thought form. God takes my aspiration heart for a ride. Quite often. Insecurity, enough, enough! Do not torture my being. Man is man's helplessness heart cry. God is God's sleepless and breathless smile. Today's monumental problems tomorrow become absolutely ridiculous. Two minds are always found on a confusion collision course. God tells me that each divine thought of mine is His heaven's most loyal gatekeeper. When I look at my heart, it is all beauty's rainbow. Negative thoughts, negative ideas, and negative plans are all mind-supporting soldiers. My Lord, Do teach my heart how to bow devotedly. My Lord, do teach my heart how to live self-givingly. Each individual must try to push aside pride from its prominence. Secretly and forcefully, my Lord blesses my mind. Openly and proudly, my Lord blesses my heart. At each moment, we can avail ourselves of a good many God-fulfillment opportunities. My Lord, may my heart's tears come to you first, and then I shall follow them devotedly. No curiosity mind can wisely be trusted. God obedience has to be immediate. It can brook no delay. Alas, I came all this way only to arrive at the wrong destination. A seeker's life is an unending test of faith. If we are not careful, we have no idea at what moment our mind may be ravaged by desire. Am I really ready for God? This question I shall repeatedly ask. To forget God is to deeply hurt his heart. Every day my heart reaches out to God only for one thing, forgiveness. It seems that every human being is locked in a life and death struggle. Temptation is synonymous with destruction. The silence of the soul is a roaring lion. If my life is really a God service, then there can be no unhappiness. God can forgive the deceptions of my mind, but my heart and I shall never. Hurry up, my heart! Opportunity doors at any moment may close. My master's every glance is a melodious and haunting song. He is a true seeker who lives by faith and never, never by reason. My heart is always eager to be in the company of God lovers. Never question your heart's God devotion song. Everywhere God arrives becomes God fulfillment. Next time I shall be fully prepared to fight against my worst enemy, self-doubt. Two divine twins, my gratitude heart and my surrender life. A thought I was. An action now I am. God is indeed proud of me. God says to me, "You fool, can you not see that you are already all mine?" My simplicity life, my clarity mind, and my purity heart have a standing invitation from our Lord Supreme. Who knows? Even today can be the most significant day in my life to realize God. My Lord is telling me that my earthly opinions are weighing me down drastically. There is no real joy unless and until we can fix our gaze upon the summit. Idol seekers are undoubtedly God failures. Each soul is without fail very special in God's eye. My Lord, if you ever publish your memoirs, please do not forget to include me. Each aspiring heart can bask in the infinite bliss of God communion. May my mind start longing for a peaceful world here and now. My Lord, your compassion eye draws me into your circle of delight. My Lord, I pray to you with utmost sincerity. When the hour strikes for death to meet me, my Lord, please let it be at your feet. Once we find God on earth, he will be available not only in heaven, but also far beyond. A God surrender life is a big plus. If we do not pray and meditate, we must lead an uneventful existence. My heart loves to ride on ecstasy waves. I must drink only from God's beauty and fragrance cup. All ecstasies descend from different planes of consciousness. The desire mind is like a monkey loaded with temptations and frustrations. We can grow up spiritually only after we have said a final goodbye to our desire life. We shall all return home peacefully when the hour strikes for us. The God lover's treasures are far beyond the power of the mind. God brought me into the heart of this world. He will take me to my home celestial at his choice hour. God loves us all, but he will love us infinitely more if we have a oneness heart. God has no patience for latecomers. The treasure of a true God lover can never be found in money and power. A God devotion heart is ignorant of bondage night. Whenever God asks any question, our heart has to answer. If other members answer, we are bound to fail. My Lord Supreme, do give me the capacity to sing your victory songs all day and night. I pray to God not to allow even one unhealthy thought inside my mind. Open your heart door as wide as possible if you want God to visit you. Open your heart eye if you want to see God loving you and treasuring you. If the mind is empty of worries and anxieties, then God provides us with a shortcut. Alas, my stupid mind discards all my heart's God dreams. Alas, what is my mind doing? My mind is only exhibiting its proud opinions all the time. I must give God, my Lord Supreme, all the love of my life all the time. Each advanced soul comes into the world to offer God's light to the wandering minds of the world. In so many ways, my Lord Supreme tries to save me from the snares of temptation. Every God seeker will tomorrow become God Himself. If we can remain cheerful all our life, then our Lord's pride will know no bounds. Who can keep the ego happy? Nobody so far. By nature, the ego is secretly unhappy. God's infinite compassion saves me, my life, my all, from doubt attackers. My heart has developed a serious wound from my Lord's frequent absence. My heart has many divine qualities, except one. It smiles only on very rare occasions. Whenever God disguises Himself, His outer beauty and inner fragrance increase immediately. Alas, will the outer world ever be wise enough to listen to the inner world? Gratitude heart tears embody the proudest smiles of God. God left my heart the moment He saw that my heart was inviting earthbound desires. Alas, we simply have no idea how often we make God unhappy. Only at God's heart door I shall weep and implore. I must stop thinking. My thoughts weigh me down far beyond my imagination. Insecurity and impurity are extremely fond of each other. Alas, I cannot accept this life. Again, I cannot escape from it either. A sadness heart knows no shore. My heart pocket is full of hopes and promises. My Lord of compassion gives much attention to my misfortune life. Surrender your all to God. You will be able to shake hands with perfection and satisfaction. When I am in my soul blesses me with a ceaseless flow of inspiration. Only genuine happiness counts in the inner life. Lock up insecurity inside your mind's darkest cave. The unaspiring mind is an expert in the art of arrogance mockery. Not the mind boat, but the heart boat we must steer to our Lord Supreme's shore. Each divine thought is indeed tomorrow's fulfilling dream. Alas, what is happening today? The mind says it will have absolutely nothing to do with the heart. Every day I happily and proudly swim in my Lord's compassion sea. Truth never comes into existence from the argumentative mind. I pray to God to give me the capacity to see the beauty and divinity in all human beings. One more heart cry, my Lord says, then it is all done. Who has a free access to heaven? He who has no complaints whatsoever here on earth. Life is only the beauty of God's dream. A life of humility is the highest. Why? Because it does not believe in comparison. My God-doubting mind is the only obstacle that I cannot overcome. Do not leave your heart tears and soul smiles at home. Carry them wherever you go.